News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. An investigation is underway into the death of a 51-year-old man while in police custody this morning. The man had been arrested by a Berrien Springs, Orinoco Township officer after a call came in about someone destroying property on West Union Street in Berrien Springs. The officer spotted the suspect while on the phone with the person who was making the complaint. According to Chief Paul Tolliver, the man resisted arrest and had to be physically restrained. An ambulance was called after the man started having medical issues, and he died at Spectrum Health Lakeland in St. Joseph about 2:30 this morning. It's about an hour after the arrest. The Berrien Springs officer and the Berrien County Sheriff's deputy involved in the arrest are both on paid administrative leave as an outside agency handles a probe into the death. Meanwhile, two fatal crashes involving police vehicles in Berrien County over the past year will result in no charges against officers. The Berrien County Prosecutor's Office tells us the first crash was on July 28th near Niles. A deputy with the Berrien County Sheriff's Department was trying to stop a suspected drunk driver on Niles Buchanan Road when the driver crashed. The autopsy found a 24-year-old David Bross of Three Oaks had a blood alcohol level of 0.17, and police estimate he'd been going 87 miles per hour. The prosecutor says the deputy involved was doing his duty and was not negligent. The other crash happened September 16th. An officer with Pokagon Tribal Police was on his way to a domestic violence call in Cass County when his squad car was hit by a Lincoln MKS, driven by a 69-year-old Sherry Temple of Stevensville on M140 at Territorial Road in Bainbridge Township. The prosecutor says the Pokagon Tribal officer was acting reasonably and responsibly while heading to the domestic call. The recent announcement by Governor Rick Snyder that the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac would be buried in a tunnel to prevent possible leaks was good news to Congressman Fred Upton. He tells us he's now working to expedite approval of that tunnel so it can be done sooner than the predicted 7 to 10 years. Upton's hoping to get work on pipeline safety legislation next year should he be reelected.
President Obama signed two bills into law that I helped maneuver through the Congress to, in fact, upgrade all of the pipeline standards for oil and gas lines, increases fines, a whole number of different things. We're going to be doing that again in this next Congress also. Again, further improvements.
Upton says the tunnel will be administered by a bipartisan authority, and Enbridge is paying the estimated $500 million for its construction. He's hoping to see bolstered yearly inspections for underwater pipelines soon. The majority of Indiana, Michigan power customers who lost their electric service in this weekend's storms have their lights back on, but there are still some who will be in the dark until tomorrow afternoon. I&M says 80% of its Michigan customers have had their service restored as of this afternoon. The rest can expect restoration by 3 p.m. tomorrow. There are still 2,600 in Berrien County and 400 in Van Buren County without electricity. I&M brought in crews from Ohio, Kentucky, and Wisconsin to help with the restoration effort. To the south, 97% of Indiana customers now have their lights back on. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the public was never in any danger when the Palisades plant in Van Buren County had to shut down this month due to a couple of maintenance issues. NRC spokesperson Victoria Mittling tells us on October 13th, plant staff caught a leak on a control rod drive seal. They shut down to fix it, and when they were repowering, a transformer issue occurred. The plant had to shut down again to deal with that. The plant remains offline, and Mittling says NRC resident inspectors are observing.
Following the repairs, our inspectors will be observing and monitoring and verifying those activities as well.
Mittling describes the problem as not uncommon and notes the control rod seal leak was contained to inside the plant. Palisades says it can't release when the plant will be powered back up. With recreational marijuana possibly legalized by voters in next month's elections here in Michigan, what will that mean for job applicants? Mary Corrado is president and CEO of the American Society of Employers and tells us fewer employers are screening for pot use because if they did, they wouldn't have any workers.
It is a job seeker's market. You're trying all areas to find workers, and that drug screen on the marijuana might not raise as high of a red flag as maybe in the past it did.
Corrado says employers are screening for other drugs as they're watching to see how some areas of labor will approach the issue, especially where the public safety is involved. A 19-year-old time capsule buried in 1999 by students at Brown Elementary School in St. Joseph, has been dug up. Brown principal Kristen Box tells us about 50 people gathered yesterday to retrieve and open that time capsule. Inside, they found a Time magazine with an article about the Harry Potter craze, among other things.
It was interesting, the items that were buried that were still popular today, like Pokemon cards. Beanie Babies and Furbies were also buried in there, and students today still know what those are.
Box says there were also cards from students predicting where they would be in 20 years.
One student, he predicted that he'd be a sportscaster for ESPN in 20 years. One student said he would be a dentist. One said he would be married to a beautiful lady. One said he would be working at McDonald's. There was quite a few.
Box tells us the items dug up are being put on display at the school. She says that Sunday's unearthing was a nice reunion for former principal John Jarpy with former Brown students. The time capsule did not contain an expected videotape of students talking about their future. Bach says the tape's whereabouts are a mystery. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources has stocked lakes around the state with more than 21 million fish so far this year. The DNR's Elise Walter tells us the fish stocking program goes back well over 100 years, with the oldest hatchery dating back to 1901. They breed fish and pump them into waters all over.
We have fantastic fishing in this state, and I think our stocking efforts just sort of are icing on the cake.
Walter tells us among the hatcheries supplying fish around Michigan is the Wolf Lake State Fish Hatchery near Mattawan, which stocked more than 1.1 million fish this year. They included yearling steelhead, spring fingerling Chinook salmon, and channel catfish.
Fish from Wolf Lake might get loaded onto a truck and then make a trip over the Mackinac Bridge to get stocked somewhere in the Upper Peninsula.
Walter tells us DNR staff made 381 trips to nearly 800 stocking sites this year. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Mike Weibel with Hilliard Lyons bringing you the market recap. Closing stock prices of local interest for Monday, October 22nd. Stocks finished mixed on Monday. The Dow dropped 126 points to 25,317, while the S&P 500 slipped 11 points to 2,755, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 19 points to 7,468. The Dow and the S&P 500 erased earlier session gains as disappointing quarterly earnings releases overshadowed strength in the Asia overnight. China's Shanghai Composite surged more than 4% to post its best session since March of 2016. AEP was down 12 cents to $73.14. Apple was up $1.34 to $220.65. Fifth Third Bank was down 95 cents to $25.38. XPO Logistics was $93.53, down $1.17. Verizon was $54.96, up 6 cents. And Whirlpool was down 52 cents to close at $106.37. This is Mike Weibel with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment need.
WSJM News Now continues. As the White House weighs its reaction to the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a key advisor to President Trump says he's told the Saudi crown prince, just to be transparent, the world is watching. ABC's Karen Travers has more from the White House.
Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, said Monday that the Trump administration's eyes are, quote, wide open when it comes to Saudi Arabia. Asked if he believes the Saudis' account of Jamal Khashoggi's death, Kushner said the administration is in a fact-finding phase.
We're obviously getting as many facts as we can from the different places, and then we'll determine which facts are credible.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called an emergency meeting with cabinet ministers and senior government officials to discuss what he called the horrible murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Trudeau's office said that today the Saudi explanations lack consistency and credibility. A caravan of thousands of migrants from Central America trying to make it to the U.S. running into Mexican authorities, who ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman says have been yielding. Here's Gutman with that caravan with reasons he's hearing about why some are making that dangerous trip.
One of the women we spoke to, who is with three of her children alone, and she was fleeing Honduras, where gangs killed her husband, the father of her children, and she was concerned that they would next go after her and her family. She has to get out. Other people are leaving because of the poverty there. There is no opportunity, no future for them. And so the uncertainty and the danger of the road is somehow more appealing than what they leave behind.
A spokesman for El Salvador's president says the government hopes tensions over that migrant caravan advancing through Mexico with the goal of reaching the U.S. decrease after the U.S. midterm elections on November 6th. And President Donald Trump said today via Twitter that El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala have failed to stop people from leaving their countries. Vice President Joe Biden is spending the next few weeks helping to elect Democrats to Congress and state houses. He went to Florida today to campaign for Bill Nelson and Andrew Gillum. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
Vice President Biden in Florida sounding as if he's running for Donald Trump's job.
Get the hell up and take back the country.
Mr. Biden furious with leaders he says are betraying American values.
Kim Jong-un, who blew his uncle's brains out. And he says they're exchanging love letters.
Mr. Biden pushing Florida Democrats Andrew Gillum and Bill Nelson as an anti-Trump choice. Andy Field, ABC News.
LGBT leaders are reacting furiously to a report the Trump administration's considering a new definition of gender that would effectively deny federal recognition and civil rights protections to transgender Americans. Activists vowing legal challenges if such a change is put into place. According to the New York Times, a draft memo circulated by the Health and Human Services Department proposes defining gender as a biological condition determined by a person's sex organs at birth. From San Diego to New York, Mega Millions players dreaming of how they would spend the record $1.6 billion jackpot should they beat the astronomical odds of winning tomorrow. The drawing is tomorrow night. Some would pay off their bills and give to charity. Others would buy a new house, travel, and put money away for their kids. Nebraska mom Michelle Conahan told the Associated Press she would do, quote, surprise good deeds for people. And no tricks, but all treats at the box office this weekend. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
A record-breaking weekend for Halloween.
I need to protect my family.
A horror sequel starring Jamie Lee Curtis slashed expectations with an estimated $77.5 million. That's the best opening for a horror movie in October, the best opening for any Halloween movie, and the best opening for a film starring a woman over the age 55. And it only costs $10 million to make. Halloween helped fuel the second biggest October weekend ever at the box office. A Star is Born finished second, followed by Venom. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.